This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, we've got Esprit Devora, and she is the founder of WeAreLATech.com. Esprit, welcome to the program today.
Yay! Hi! Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Are there a couple other tools you can think of that you're excited about, new technology?
Oh my God. Contactually is great. I don't know if you're familiar with Contactually. It's a great way to follow up with your contacts. It's fantastic. Fancy Hands is something I use every day. Fancy Hands is like a super affordable virtual assistant service. Essentially, you have US-based assistants help you in 20-minute increments on the different tasks, and you just send it in. It's so affordable. I can't remember their plans, but I think they're as low as like $60 a month.
Wow.
What else? God, there's so many. I love Evernote. I use Evernote all the time. Calendly is huge. I know we were talking, you use Meet Me.
Yes. That's awesome. You've got some great pieces.
Does Snapchat count? I love Snapchat.
I think Snapchat.
I'm a product of him, but you guys follow me on Snapchat. We are LA Tech. I'm awesome. In love with Snapchat.
We will definitely do that. So any other entrepreneurial advice you want to share with our listeners or those of our listeners that might be in a place? I mean, you're obviously passionate about what you're doing. I love and am passionate about my work. What about those that are listening that maybe are not in a position or a place where they're as fulfilled in their work and the majority of their time that they're living out their days?
Totally. Well, there's two things I learned through my journey so far in being an entrepreneur, and I think they're really important. And I wish someone told me these things when I was, 17 years old. It was, one is we all create our own journey. I know so many times I've met heroes like Richard Branson and, a lot of people like Mark Cuban and all these different heroes in the world, right? But they all have their own story, their own path, their own timing. And so we have to create our own journey and not worry about replicating someone else's, because it will take us in a different direction. There's no way to replicate someone else's story. And then the second thing that is, I think, the most important thing is your intuition is your oracle. When I was 17, 18 years old, starting my first company, I thought that, someone like 30 would know more than me. You know what I mean? Someone 50, someone 60. Sure. I just thought they would know more than me. And really, your intuition is a powerful thing. It's funny how like your intuition knows the right answer. You just feel it. And your right answer may be different than someone else's right answer. But I mean, the most influential book in my life for being an entrepreneur was The Alchemist that I read when I was 14. Yeah. And it's, you believe in something with all your heart and soul, the whole world will conspire to make that a reality. And so if you have the right kind heart behind your dream and your vision, just start taking action and let the magic happen and just follow your intuition. And there's going to be mistakes, and it's not going to be an easy journey. But man, is it fulfilling when you literally make the impossible possible. And everybody's competent enough to do that. Everybody. It's all about just taking steps forward.
And it is that mindset too, because when you have that mindset, you start to recognize the opportunities and how they're going to fit in. You don't always know when or where they're going to appear, but when you see them, you recognize it. And so
totally.
And I just think that's really powerful as well. But if you're closed off to it, then a lot of things are going to pass by and you're not going to do something new.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.